From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in Japan to start an Asian tour. He'll be taking part in a group of seven meeting in Hiroshima to discuss various world issues. On Saturday in Kabul, the top U.S. diplomat urged the Taliban to return to peace talks with the Afghan government.
Again today, we call on the Taliban to enter into a peace process, a legitimate process, a real process that provides equal rights, protection for all Afghans, and brings to an end the violence and the suffering that the people of this country have endured for so many years.
At a joint news conference in Kabul, Mr. Kerry and Afghan President Ashraf Ghani discussed a wide range of issues, looking ahead to the NATO summit in Warsaw in July that will review the status of Afghan security forces, plus a conference on development aid to be held later this year in Brussels. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter heading to Asia for a tour where he will visit sites in the Philippines. U.S. plans to station troops there, including one base close to the disputed South China Sea. Mr. Carter will also be visiting, the key player in this dispute, that's China. He had accepted an invitation to visit Beijing after he met with the country's defense minister last year, but when the Pentagon released details of the trip on Friday, China was not included. Two members of Somalia's al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab militant group were executed by firing squad. It happened Saturday for the murder of a journalist killed by a car bomb last year. She worked for two state-run news outlets, Radio Mogadishu and Somalia National TV, the 38th journalist killed since 2010. This is VOA News.